The decline of North Carolina's film industry has affected the local theater community in more ways than one. Two artistic directors, Justin Smith of Cape Fear Theater Arts and Steve Vernon of Big Dog Productions, and John Staten, arts and entertainment editor for Star News, sat down with Coastline host Rachel Lewis Hilburn.
Besides the talent pool, is there any other way that the loss of the, you know, the lion's share of the film industry here has contributed to this? Steve Vernon.
I will not disagree that it has removed a lot of actors that have left town to go to areas where the film industry is a little healthier. And I can't speak for other companies, but in my position with Big Dog, we are a community theater. And I think part of the problem that nobody addresses is there seems to be a mindset within the community that you have to be the actor class. You know, you have to be that type of profession or whatever to do theater. And a lot of people think, well, if I've never done a play or I haven't done one since high school or college, that somehow our doors are closed to them coming in and auditioning. And I think one thing that I know we need to strengthen on Big Dog's end is reaching out to the community and letting them know that community theater is not a label that denotes or connotates a certain level of talent or experience. It means we're part of the community, and you guys are the community, and we're here to serve you, not just as audience members, but people that want to come in and be creative.
Justin Smith.
Yeah, I think one of the other ways the film industry has affected us, it being gone, is the fact that it was young people with good-paying jobs, people who could afford the price of tickets, who wanted to reach out and go and see theater. They were all very supportive of our theater troops, and it's one of the problems as we see inflation, everything raising, the rents to all these facilities, as ticket prices have needed to go up to accommodate the facilities' rentals. We need to find that other group of audience that is willing to come see theater on a regular basis who can afford it.
I did hear a comment from someone when she heard that we were going to have this discussion today, and she said, well, for some of us who are on a budget, once you start talking about a even a $25 ticket price, and you look at what you're paying for a couple of tickets and the quality, and then you look at what you could see at the Wilson Center, a Broadway touring show, for just a little bit more,
What is a little bit more, though? $70 for two tickets to see a show that Justin's doing at the Hall versus $200 for two tickets to see at the Wilson Center. I mean, that's a pretty wide breadth.
The ticket price is? I think when we went to see Paula Poundstone, it was $45 a mile.
I think $45.
I mean, it varies. Yeah. I think they have a pretty wide range of.
Sure.
I think there are more, and even Shane Fernando, who runs the center, has said these are not prices that people have seen here.
Right.
And that's absolutely true.
Right.
And in the long run, it could end up helping us. And if I could, I'd also like to really quick just say, there is a little bit of a difference between what Steve and I are talking about, but it is all community theater. And as we look to the supporters, I believe they have to realize they're supporting, a lifestyle. They're supporting a safe place for so many people. I mean, Steve and I and even John to some extent. I mean, I grew up at the Community Arts Center. That was my home. I grew up at the Studio Theater. It was my home with these people. It made me feel comfortable here. So every time you're going, you're not necessarily just supporting that particular performance, you're also supporting, you're supporting a huge group of people who may not feel comfortable otherwise or in other places.
That was Rachel Lewis Hilburn speaking with Justin Smith of Cape Fear Theater Arts, Steve Vernon of Big Dog Productions, and John Staten of the Star News. For the full Coastline episode, head to our website, whqr.org. Coastline can be found under the News tab.